You're listening to SBS News.
And the boys that are in the colony, Mulaba, Anango, Kuanana.
Pitjantjatjara Yankunjatjara woman Melissa Thompson explains why she wants to represent her community on South Australia's Voice to Parliament. She says she's been training to be a leader since she was a young girl. Her late father, land rights activist Mr. Thompson, signed the document that returned 10% of South Australia to the Ananul people in the far northwest. It was an unprecedented achievement for self-determination. And four decades on, his daughter hopes to represent the Ananul, Pitjantjatjara, Yankunjatjara communities in another national first, South Australia's inaugural Voice to Parliament.
Back then, my father was a person that was a role model for the people in the lands, which he most spoke about people through government and fight for his people. Now that I am, as a daughter, willing to stand my authority to become a role model for my generation, so when, you know, with my kind heart and with what I've rolled so many things in my life and my walk in this life was being a leader and looking after people.
She hopes the Voice will make communities strong again.
You know, it's like a net that's broken underneath and the fishes are swimming out. As a leader, we need to make the net strong so we can keep our people inside our net so that we can build and more services and more happiness that we're rolling to make a better bridge, the fresh bridge that we can walk on.
She is one of 113 candidates declared last week. Under the SA Voice model, communities will be represented by a local voice made up of representatives from six regions. Regional divisions will elect seven people, while the more heavily populated central region will elect 11. Each local region will choose a male and a female delegate to make up the state voice. The voice will have a direct line to state parliament, cabinet and government agencies about policy and matters of concern to their communities. It will also establish committees to hear from young people, elders, the stolen generation and native title.
I think the whole country will be looking at this, and that's why it's so important for us to continue to go ahead and demonstrate to the rest of the country why this is so important.
That's Kimberly Wanganeen, a Bowendick woman from the state's southeast, who now lives in Adelaide and is a candidate for the central region. She runs a consultancy business that trains government and businesses how to create culturally safe workspaces. She hopes to use her experience in how the levers of policy and legislation create change to make the first voice a success.
Look, I think the inaugural voice will be integral to listening to the voices of community first to see what they would like to see achieved in the first 2 years. Personally, I'm involved in the prevention of violence against Aboriginal women and children. So I imagine that that will be quite a key focus for community as well, because Aboriginal women are disproportionately impacted by violence.
Here's another candidate, Kerry Coulthard, who hopes to represent her community in the Flinders Ranges.
I'm an Adnyamutna woman from Hawke in the Flinders Ranges. I'm excited to nominate for SA Voice to Parliament because we know what our community want, we know what our community needs, as each community is different. So I'm excited if we can work together. It means a healthy country, healthy families, and for a healthy future.
Elections will be held every 2 years. Only Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are eligible to vote on March 16.